history is repeating itself in Libya. Crosses are being ripped down in China. And who's training the trainers in Mexico? Well, we'll answer that question and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Libya is on the verge of becoming a failed state, so says the country's foreign minister. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA, agrees.
You have a very weak government. You have different militant groups that are controlling different parts of the country. There's fighting between them for power and for control of territory. In that sense, Libya and Somalia look a lot alike.
There's a concern about the instability throughout the region, but it's not coming from where you think.
One of the impacts is simply that a lot of the gospel workers from outside the country have had to leave or will have to leave if this instability and if this violence continues.
Here are a couple of pointers for your prayer list.
Pray for the protection of the believers there, that God would sustain them, that He would protect them and watch over them. Pray for opportunities to witness, because there is upheaval, there is violence. That can be an opportunity to say, hey, let's talk about eternity.
You'll find more at our website. Next, imagine you and a colleague both caught a deadly disease. There is a possible cure, but there's only enough for one person. So what would you do? That's the choice Dr. Kent Brantley, a missionary with Samaritan's Purse, had to make. He and Nancy Wrightbull are battling Ebola, a deadly virus that's sweeping across Liberia. There's only a 10% chance of survival, but Dr. Brantley was still willing to give the test serum to Nancy. For ways that you can pray, go to our website. This is Mission Network News. The Chinese government has targeted almost 400 churches, ripping crosses from rooftops with cranes. While they claim they're cracking down on illegal structures, local church leaders, as well as representatives of Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, suspect that authorities might be attempting to stifle Christianity's influence. Christian Aid has assisted indigenous ministries in China for 28 years. To find out more, use the link at our website. Meanwhile, contracting HIV/AIDS isn't just a literal death sentence for women trapped in India's sex trade. Gary Bishop of Far Corners Mission says it's also the death of every relationship they have.
Literally no one wants that woman around. They can't go back to the families. They can't go back to the villages. They need somebody to love them, and that's exactly what Jesus would do.
Which is why Far Corners is transforming part of the leprosy hospital into a hospice home for HIV/AIDS victims.
They are given a place of security and a place where somebody's going to love them and care for them. They get to hear the gospel. They, in some cases, will become believers.
There are ways you can help take care of these women. You can find them at our website.
It takes about $60 a month to address all the needs that they have, which everything from clothing to food to medicine and a place to live.
And for many of you growing up, summer meant VBS, Vacation Bible School. It's no different in Mexico. Moses Inc. recently returned from a trip to Mexico helping leaders teach VBS. Judy Vanderark of Moses says that's not the only thing Moses did.
One of these young ladies went down a week ahead of time with another adult leader to assist with the conference that we do each year, and that is provided for local church leaders to come and learn the Vacation Bible School program for this summer.
Moses has helped with the training at the conference for 14 years. But VBS is more than a distraction for bored kids. It's ministering to people in spiritual and physical need.
One of the churches that we served, they said the children may only get one meal a day. And so the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches we provided were very important. We have little children asking, can they bring home an extra plate for mama?
Pray that God would continue to bless those involved with VBS training. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is all about telling stories. When you support Mission Network News with a donation of any amount, I'd like to send you the book, Reach Beyond by Wayne Peterson. The book provides stories about comfort, courage, and the cause of Christ. Get Reach Beyond at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Reach Beyond link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.